No one ever said life is easy, but I believe by giving yourself permission, you will find you have more control over your life than you realize. I'm Julie. I hope you will join me by taking responsibility for yourself, by only controlling the things you can and letting go of the things that you can't. By doing this, you will have discovered the secret to having happy, healthy, and more fulfilling relationships. This is Nearest and Dearest Podcast. I'm Julie Rogers, and you are listening to Episode 18, Grieving. I decided to talk about this subject because my youngest sister, JoJo, has passed away. It's a substitute saying for when a person has died. Personally, I don't like using the word died. Once you say it out loud, it becomes real. She was only 53 years old. She was the youngest sibling in my family. She was not only my baby sister, she was one of my best friends. I never thought in a million years that our family would come face to face with this reality. We all are getting older. Life does not stand still or slow down. I thought I would have more time with her. I knew she was ill. She was battling COPD and emphysema. Her health was starting to decline. She was in and out of the hospital a few times over the last couple of years. She was true to her convictions. She was loyal and hardworking. She was the most loving, giving, and compassionate woman you could ever meet. She always put family first, always. She is survived by her husband, 5 children, and 5 grandchildren. She has left a legacy of unconditional love. Her family was a blended one. She did a fantastic job with that. She was able to be a role model for her children, including me. She helped me with how to navigate blending my own family. She was my cheerleader. She was my sibling I went to when I was starting my journey into discovering who I was. When I wanted to do a sibling DNA test, she said yes. She understood how important it was to me to do whatever I needed to find my truth. When I decided to start my own podcast, she told me how proud she was of me. Her support meant everything to me. Grieving the loss of my sister is different than when I was grieving the loss of my mom. When I shared with you about my mom's battle with Alzheimer's, I felt I was slowly grieving her throughout her disease. Her battle lasted over 4 years. I realized that mom's quality of life was dwindling away. By the time she transitioned into the last stage of Alzheimer's, I was praying that she wouldn't have to suffer much longer. I felt I was ready to let her go. Mourning my mom now is realizing she isn't here on earth, being part of our family, enjoying all the wonderful memories being made along with us, and seeing her great-grandchildren grow up. But the main difference between losing my mom, who was 84 when she passed, and losing my sister, is JoJo had so much more living to do. That's what breaks my heart. I even told her while she was on life support in a coma that this fucking sucks. There wasn't anything more I could say except how very much I love her and want her to be at peace with no more pain. I spent her last week of life with her, along with my family. Our family is very close-knit. I was able to say my goodbye to my sissy. Now the reality of knowing she is forever gone is still foreign to me. She passed on May 17th. I know I will be grieving her for the rest of my life. You never get over losing a loved one. You have to learn how to adapt to life without them. It's a process. Everyone is different with how they handle grief. I allow myself those moments and let my emotions run freely. Sometimes I want a hug from Woody, and I take comfort in that. Other times I feel the need to reach out to other family members and friends and talk about memories we shared. Looking at photos that are priceless little time capsules that instantly take me back to that moment. I'm grateful for those memories and cherish them. I believe in God. I know my parents were waiting for their youngest daughter to hold her hands and guide her into heaven, where there is no more pain, only love. That's my choice. That's part of the comfort I allow into my heart. I know there will be moments when I will reach for my phone to call her, to tell her something, or talk with her just because. Stop by her home and bring raspberry Danish while she has a cup of coffee. Those moments will be hard to bear. I have my wedding coming up in August. I am devastated that my little sister won't be with us. I am still coping with that reality. I believe in signs. I have already experienced one that I 100% know came from my sissy. I have shared it with my family. I'm going to keep this sign as a reminder that she is at peace. Thank you for listening to my very personal episode. I really appreciate your support. I would love to hear from you. I just set up a hyperlink on my show notes and website. This added link will let you record a message directly to me. It's under speakpipe.com/nearestanddearestpodcast. It's the last link on the bottom of the list. All you have to do is click on start recording. But make sure your microphone is on, whether you're using a cell phone or your computer. If you don't like the recording, you can reset it and start over before you send it to me. You can include your email address, and if you do, I will send you a message back. That's optional, but I hope to hear from you soon. The views and opinions expressed by Nearest and Dearest Podcast are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Nearest and Dearest Podcast. Any content provided by Julie Rogers or any other authors are of their opinion. They are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything. Thank you.